You're listening to SBS News.
Yuri is a resident of the Ukrainian city of Enerhoda, which surrounds the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. He's hopeful that the visit to the facility by the International Atomic Energy Agency will bring an end to the shelling that has the world on alert for a possible nuclear accident.
There is great hope that something can break the impasse. However, again, there are doubts. I want to believe that there will be a positive effect from this IAEA visit, that this will be the drop that can overflow the cup, which will cause common sense in people who decide these political issues.
56-year-old Svetlana also lives nearby. She says some citizens remain sceptical of Western authorities' ability to fend off Russia.
I think that our people are divided into two camps. Some believe that things will change, and some just smile and think that it will not work. But we hope. We hope that at least we will sleep peacefully.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with the IAEA Director General Grossi in Kyiv, ahead of the team's inspection of the plant. He claims Russia has deliberately shelled a corridor the inspection team would need to use to reach the facility, in an effort to divert their travels through Russian-annexed Crimea instead. Moscow is yet to respond. As fears grow of a possible radiation leak should the attacks in the region continue, Mr. Zelensky is calling for the Kremlin to demilitarize the Zaporizhia plant.
It's very important for us, the pressing demands of IAEA, of the UN, and the demands that are supported by all the European and the world leaders concerning the immediate demilitarization of the plant, the removal of all the Russian military units with explosive materials, with any weapons, the liberation of our plant and the creation of demilitarized zones inside and around Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and the complete transfer of the plant under the control of the Ukrainian state. Only this way can we eliminate any risks regarding the atomic energy.
With all eyes on the nuclear power plant, Russia has continued to rain shells down on other regions of Ukraine. Two schools and a sports facility have been destroyed in an attack on the eastern town of Druskivka, just 2 days before the beginning of Ukraine's academic year. Classes have been moved online as a result of the war, now heading into its sixth month. Alexander Mikiev, the school director, says that while the classrooms were completely demolished, there were luckily no students or teachers inside.
The school is not just a building, and even though there is no building anymore, the school still exists. School will continue to operate. I've been the director of the school for 10 years and a teacher, and I think we will continue to work. There will be a new school, and we will continue to live.
The Donbas region has been under relentless shelling for months, with attacks intensifying in recent weeks. It comes as the US renew the allegation that Russia is planning to hold sham referendums in parts of Ukraine that it currently occupies. The White House says they're an attempt to claim sovereignty over those regions, which include Kherson, Zaporizhia and the Donbas. Vedant Patel, State Department spokesman, says the US expect Russia to manipulate the results of the referendums to falsely claim that the Ukrainian people want to join Russia.
This is a part of Russia's playbook to attack the sovereignty, identity, and history of Ukraine. These referenda could take place in the coming weeks, but Ukraine, the United States, and the international community know the simple truth that all of Ukraine is and will always remain Ukraine, no matter how many of Russia's soldiers or puppet officials might be installed there. The Kremlin cannot change the borders of sovereign Ukraine by force.
Brooke Young, SBS News.